Well, well, well.
What's up, Tyler?
I keep forgetting he can hear
me. I can't hear you, gents. Maybe you
no.
can hear me?
Oh, we can hear you. We can hear you. Can we? Can you see us?
I think you can see a thumb?
Us. Yeah. You
see a strong sweatshirt?
Mm-hmm.
See two thumbs? I hear nothing.
Can you hear us?
No, he hears nothing.
All right, you're doing a lot.
Colby's working on it. I'm just going to keep talking until hopefully words get transmitted to you. Definitely would prefer if you could hear us. That'd be big. How about now?
Words?
Nope, I don't even know if we can. Tyler's there anymore. It's troublesome. Do you watch Game of Thrones, Dana?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to talk about that as well. Assuming Tyler ever hears us, which would be big. Tyler's are gone now, maybe.
I think we lost them. I think we lost Tyler, finally.
Finally?
Yeah.
Dan's like, it's just me and you now. I hear a lot. There's a lot of noise emulating. Just don't know whether it's going to hear us. Which you definitely cannot. I don't know what happens in that other, like, people Skype out of here all the time. And every time we sit down, it's just like, oh no, it doesn't work.
It's the mixtape charm.
But no one can even hear this part.
Are we recording?
I don't know. I don't see that computer over there.
Yeah, you're recording.
Right. Oh, shit. I would have said some funnier stuff. Or I wouldn't have said Tyler is gone, finally.
Oh, that's staying in the show.
No, I don't want that. Can we cut that?
Maybe you should be more careful with your words, friend. You know how it works in here.
Damn it, Coley.
Tyler just clicking buttons. Maybe that's Colby. Could be anyone. I hear nothing concerning.
You should hear you now.
Tyler? I don't know if we can hear him now.
Maybe he's just not at his microphone.
Possible. Certainly possible.
Play some stuff.
Oh,
you might be in the bit.
I can hear you now. Can you hear us?
Say some stuff, Snake.
Saying, I'm words. Words. We can hear you.
Okay. I think we're good.
Can you hear us?
No.
He can't hear us.
Of course he can. He wouldn't have known you said that.
He can see me in the thing.
I also read lips.
Yes.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules ain't slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
What's going on, pal?
Not a lot. What's the word, fellas?
Well, Dana's leaving now.
Okay.
Nothing, just a... Colby immediately opened it. Dana closed the door and Colby just opened it right in his face. Just walking in here, Dana tripped over the camera cords for the rundown that are there every single day.
Also, somebody else did the same thing directly 3 seconds before me.
Was that person Daniela?
It sounds like we're not to blame here.
Was
so
that person
clean up the cords?
Was that person Daniela?
Yeah, it was Daniela.
It doesn't count. She's high out of her mind. She can't tell north from south.
I think we have an issue with the cord setup. Is what we
way
have.
To name names too, snitch.
Yeah, fucking Dana. Jesus Christ, what a topsy turvy start as per usual.
You know.
Now, yesterday I woke up to a text from Dana. Let me read it verbatim. Make sure I'm not telling tales out of school. I have an all-time story for you that I think is mixtape worthy, to which I replied 11 hours later, tomorrow, 1 to 2:30 in the podcast room, bucko. So here we are.
We're here. And then this morning I downplayed it a little bit, and I said, maybe that wasn't, it's not that good of a story.
Well, we'll be the judge of that now. It's out of your hands.
Oh, correct. The floor is yours.
Also, before I get into it, this kind of works out because we need an extra body at basketball tomorrow. So,
I mean, I was coming regardless how many bodies were coming.
You weren't. I didn't invite you.
We brokered a deal. There was a handshake.
I said if I can...
No, no. Last week, it was if you were on mixtape, I was playing in the game.
Correct.
Right. It wasn't contingent on anything else.
And then it turns out we need some subs tomorrow. So this all kind of just works out. But I'm on the program, and I'm back. So everything's coming up Dane Train right now. Even if we didn't,
we'll see.
Even if we didn't need you tomorrow, yeah, I'm here.
Let's
wait. Who's on the team? Before I hear the story, who's on the team?
So it started as me wanting to do just behind the scenes, like a team of like, but literally just all video editors, because all the video editors do is just talk shit about how good everyone is at basketball when clearly I'm the only one that actually knows how to play basketball.
Yes.
So we would always
tell your stat line from the last game.
Oh, buddy, it was at least listen. I think it was 17, 20, and 5, and that 17 points came in the first half. And the second half, I said, you know what? I'm going to let some other people
shut you down.
Scoring. No, I'm going to say here.
Who'd y'all play? Deadspin? Who was you giving numbers to like this?
You've seen the mixtape. You've seen it.
You have seen Dan's
mixtape. Who'd y'all play, though?
What'd you say?
Who do y'all play?
It's all just...
It's like a city league.
New York, yeah. But I asked us to be in the worst division, to be fair, so... Still, 17-20-5 is 17-20-5.
Correct.
So the team, it was all video editors. We used to, like, all the time last winter, all we'd be like, oh, I'm better than you, blah, blah, blah. And then we'd always play one-on-one, and I would always win. And then they were like, okay, let's make a team. Dana, being a leader, made a team. People overheard.
What's the name of the team?
People overheard.
Yeah, what is the name of the team? Dan Train?
No, it's the Rat Dogs, because Marty Mush is on our team.
Oh, boy.
So,
video editor.
Yeah, noted Marty video Mother. Editor, Martin J. Mush.
Behind the scenes, Mush.
So, Marty, who is a good friend of mine, I'd say he's my best friend at Barstool. I'd say that. I'm gonna say that in front of Coley, because, listen.
And Tyler.
Yeah, I'm here, too.
Because he's nice to me, and he doesn't bully me.
All you two do is argue. Every time I see you like an old married couple, all you two do is argue.
But they're funny conversations. They're fun.
And also, anytime me and Coley are around Mush, we can get him to turn on you pretty quickly. So.
Sure could.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I think he's a Dana
we
guy.
We will.
He's a Dana guy.
We will. Trust, believe you me, buddy. We will.
He's a Dana guy, so he's going to stick on my side.
Have you ever taken him to a petting zoo?
No, and I'm not going to force him to do things he doesn't want to, like you guys
see,
to me.
You your best friend. Yeah, you know nothing about your pal. That's all he wants
Start
to
your
do.
Story, boy.
Yeah.
So Marty's on the team. He stinks. He hasn't had a point in two games.
He's a baseball guy.
He's an athlete. Like, he kind of knows what he's doing, but I'll be, like, running down the court, and he's literally in Jupiter, like, covering nobody. I'm like, dude, get in the paint. Like, what are you doing? So sometimes you got to – and he denies that, by the way, which is bullshit because he's like, oh, I'm the best player. It's like, no, you stink, Marty. Like, you have shot maybe 6 times, and none of them have even hit the rim.
Best pals.
Love him. I'm being mean, aren't I?
Keep going.
After you just said he is nice to you and not mean to you, some friend. Go on.
No, I'll trash him all day about basketball because he's just not making us better.
Okay, listen. Fair is fair.
On Friday, Dana was trying to buy Marty off the team so I could be on it.
Yeah, I will refund Marty his money. I'll do it on the spot, and I can say that about a couple other players. And people say, "Hey, you're not being a good leader. You're just kind of trashing everybody." When you score 17, 20, and 5, you can say these things, and you get the win also.
Kobe Bryant.
Moses Barahi. Yeah. Yeah, who else stinks?
My roommate Noah is trash. Oh, my God. He had the worst shot I've ever seen. Literally.
Chicks in the office, Noah, for those who don't know.
Oh, yeah. Great guy, but get him off the basketball court.
Good at his job. Bad at the court.
Fantastic guy. Actually, he's not that good of a guy. He's a scumbag. Never mind. He's kind of a rat. In the first game, we were all kind of, like, it was our first time out in a while, first time out together. We got, you know, absolutely destroyed. But he had a shot that hit, you know, like the, whatever it is, like the stanchion.
Behind the hoop?
It hit the top of that, like, 10 feet behind the hoop. How do you even get to that? It was like a runner in the lane.
Yeah, did it bounce in?
Oh, God, no. He was, like, running right to left, and he threw up this, like hook shot. I don't even know what it was, but it hit literally 10 feet behind the hoop. I'm not exaggerating. And it didn't get blocked.
I assume it didn't get blocked if it went that far.
So after that, I was like, no, if you come out next game and, like, listen, I'm the captain. I got to lay down the ground rules a little bit. You got to play better. He had two three in the keys within 10 seconds on back-to-back possessions. How does that happen for a guard? He's like 5'8". How do you?
What was he doing? Posting up or was,
I don't know.
I mean, he didn't have the ball. He was just
having a nice stand.
First of all, I don't think refs like call that in men's league, but they called it twice.
It's gonna be real blatant for them to blow the whistle.
Yeah, you gotta
say it's probably like six of the key, honestly.
Yeah, he was camping.
At four, like the ref just elbows him, like, don't make me call it, bro.
Yeah.
So who else stinks out loud?
Mikey's actually pretty good. Mikey's a good player.
So this is I didn't realize this team was a thing. And little did I know, a saboteur was living underneath my own roof. Mikey Podcast was playing on this team and didn't even tell me about it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The Fowler-Barawi pick and roll is something out of the record books, I'll tell you that.
Harden Capella actualized.
No, Mikey's pretty good. He's like a point guard. I think he played in college, maybe.
He played soccer in college.
I think he said he played basketball, too. But
I'm sure he played pickup. I don't think he was a two-sport athlete.
He said he played.
I think he was, yeah. I don't think they're making that up, yeah.
I know he played high school.
Exact same thing, yeah.
So he's pretty good. Caleb's on the team. Again, not a video editor, but he's a good player. He's an athlete. Trey was our leading scorer the first game. He's a graphic designer here. Very good at what he does.
We know Trey. We brought Trey into this company.
What are you talking? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mixtape.
I'm letting the listeners know. A lot of do the listeners know who Trey is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Trey, 11 points our first game. That's not that many, but.
Who's keeping score? Who's keeping stats?
They got a score guy there.
They have a statistician.
But he's, like, biased, or he, like, comes with one of the teams?
No,
or
he's the guy that works for the league. You give him your number, and then he sees, oh, number 33 on the stat sheet, Dana Browley. I can't keep writing down these points. He can't stop scoring.
He just go
scoring.
Ahead and pencils you in about 15 and 11.
He probably got so sick, he's like, Pat, like, can you let somebody else score? Like, you're getting too many blocks. It was a show. I know I sound cocky right now.
You scored 17. You didn't put
in the first half, Coley.
Wowzers.
I mean, ask anybody that was there. It was, like, jaw-dropping.
I've heard from all these accounts.
It was good. Right?
Is Jack Mack on this team?
No. I mean, Coley, don't sit here and act like Caleb didn't say to you, Dana had 20 and 20 in the first half.
Caleb wasn't in my conversation.
He said it somewhere, and you were probably somewhere close to us.
You were around.
Yeah, he said it.
I would say that if I had heard it. He never said that to me. You've said it to me now 20 times.
And I have people to back it up.
Yeah, no one said you played poorly. People don't like your attitude.
That's fine. Somebody has to be a leader, and the first game, what are we going to do? Score 25 points and get crushed by 40? Somebody has to step up the second game and say, this is what's going to happen.
That's right.
And that's what I did.
They was like, I pointed the finger at who should have did that.
No, people are very mad at me. They say I need to stop being so cocky. But, hey, I'm having
Don't listen.
No. Which is why you've brought me on.
Yes. And
for chemistry reasons.
I'm actually worried about tomorrow. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to take it seriously playing with you.
What do you mean? I'm a completely different person on the court.
I am too, but like I'll.
That's the thing. Oh boy!
I'm going to grab like a rebound, start like running up the court, be like, pass the ball, snake or something. I'll just lose it. I'll like.
How are you dribbling with no arms, snake?
I'll throw the ball like 15 yards out of bounds. Like I'll just be rattled.
Oh boy, you're already using a unit of measurement not usually used for basketball.
Nah. You know.
Just set up a Skype so I can heckle you too.
Mm-hmm.
We should film it. We should set up like a.
No, little... this is exactly what happened with the last basketball team.
No, like a phone, just a little phone, just for ourselves, not for like content.
I think we're gonna have electric chemistry on the court.
No, I know you're a good basketball player. I think you're gonna try to do something to make me laugh, and I'm just gonna.
No, I want to win.
He's gonna try to cuck your team, Dana.
I know. That's fine. If he's good,
there can only be one leader. You know.
I mean, listen, I'm coming in very humble. I'm starting off the bench. I don't expect anything handed, earned, not given, much like Calipari's son.
Yes, Coley Calipari.
It doesn't take much. I think you have to score maybe 7 points and you're on the team. Like that's enough to just
like
take
ever?
No, I'm just saying Coley could score 7 and go 4 from 11 from the field tomorrow, and I'd be like, you know
I
what?
Might.
That's physically not possible, by the way, I don't think. 4 from 11, 7 points.
No. Y'all playing by ones and twos,
but if he plays well, I'll just be like, listen, Noah, give me your money back. Or I'll give you your money back. Coley's on the team.
Give me your money. No, you stunk that bad, kid. I'm keeping the scratch.
It doesn't take much. I just need people that know how to play basketball. If you're just out there for fun and you're just like throwing up hook shots like into the rafters, that's not good for me. Okay?
Who threw up the hook? Trey?
Noah.
Okay. Okay, now I want to hear this epic story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What time's our game tomorrow?
7 o'clock.
Excellent. I'll be there.
Okay. All right. So I'll start off by saying this. I'm hot right now. I'm back. Dana is back. That game on Thursday has fueled me.
Okay.
I am just back. Talking to girls left and right. Getting numbers. Getting digits.
Good. You didn't say females. Very proud of you.
Yeah, we're off to a good start.
I don't say that word anymore. Listen.
Good.
I told you, it's the week of the Dane train right now. I'm hot. I'm
not. Keep it rolling, Daddy.
Okay. So Friday, we went out to this bar in New York with me and Marty and some other guys from Barstool. And Marty, he's like trying to force it on me that I got to like go talk to these girls. Like, dude, let me do my thing. I'm going to start trying a little bit harder now that I had a good game on mm-hmm. Thursday. Like, I'm going to, you
Filling
know.
Yourself. Yeah.
This is just the start of things. And so I talked to a girl for a little bit, you know, probably 30 minutes. Didn't go anywhere. I went home. Whatever. It's a start, though. It's
a good start.
Steps.
No, it's a good start.
It's baby 100%. Steps.
Yeah, no. You're not going to hear any negative talk from us on that.
So I went into Saturday. I was confident. Again, I had the 17 and 20 in my brain. I had the one girl that I talked to. I didn't get her number, but it's a start.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to her. Saturday, you know, it's beautiful out. It's, what, 70 degrees?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing my new gray joggers. I look this, like I had a nice little blue shirt. You see that Instagram
that
I posted, Cole?
Hammer.
Yeah.
You saw that Instagram.
You slutty wench, you.
Oh, man, was I looking good, wasn't I? So we went up to this rooftop with a couple buddies from home. It was fun. And then we went to this bar called The Frying Pan, which is it's like a boat on the water. It's like a nice atmosphere. It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're sitting on the water, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 70 degrees and sunny.
Boats usually are.
So this girl comes up to me. I'm just waiting.
She came up to you.
I'm waiting in line for a beer. Again, I look fantastic. Mm-hmm. I have my sunglasses
Can't
on.
Can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
You
dropped some LBs recently.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that? 25 pounds in a month?
Whew.
I played all 44 minutes on Thursday also. Not to go back to the basketball.
Very proud of you, man.
It's a 44-minute game?
22-minute halves. Running clock.
We'll talk about that at a different time. Keep going.
I ain't signed up. This bullshit.
So I'm down a couple pounds. I look good in my shirt. And she comes up to me out of the clouds and is like, hey, my two friends think you're really hot. Wow. Or something along those lines. Like, they think you're, like, really attractive. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. Like, I like this. This has happened. This hasn't happened to me in, like, a decade, maybe.
Oh, wow.
A girl just approaches me and says that. So, I'm not exaggerating. This was the smoothest I've ever talked in the history of the world.
Okay.
I talked to this girl for 10 minutes. She went from saying, my two friends think you're hot, to being like, I think you're the hottest guy in the world.
Yeah, I've never even had friends.
That's all, it was all a ruse. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they come talk to you, man? That was all a clever ruse.
That's what I think. It might have been her plan all along.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. what if I was like, hey, dude, okay, let's go see him.
Yeah.
Take me to the king.
So I went with it. 10 minutes go by. I get a number. I don't know what happened. It's like something came over me. Within this 10 minutes, it was the coolest I've ever been in my entire life. I'm not exaggerating. Like, nobody witnessed it, but I
promise. Well, she did.
Yeah, yeah. So we go up to the top of the boat or whatever, because we're on a boat. And then we separate. I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you later, blah, blah, blah.
You throw her overboard?
No.
Yeah. Did you exchange digits? Or like, was this like goodbye for the night or just
no.
goodbye? Like,
so I got her number, and she's like,
I'll
my friend.
See you later on the boat.
Oh. She's like, my friends are up there. I'm like, all right, I'll walk up with you. My friends are also up there. So we're at two separate tables probably.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, 12 yards apart. Probably more like 10 yards apart. But.
All right.
Thank goodness we got that clarification.
So I walked by her group of friends, and I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you later, blah, 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 whatever. Didn't see two girls, by the way, actually, now that I think of it. So I think she was just lying
mm-hmm.
about that.
Mm-hmm. What'd I tell you, man? A clever ruse.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to my friends. We're just, you know, whatever, half an hour goes by. She walks up to me. And just sits down with my friends,
wow.
which was Woo. Awkward. I don't know what happened. It was awkward.
Nah, I love that.
it was awkward, and I think I lost my mojo a little bit.
Oh, boy.
She flustered you. She wanted to see how you reacted under pressure. How did you?
I started acting awkward, and she's like, hey, I'm going over to this bar, like, down the street or whatever. I don't know what happened. Something happened, and I did the Happy Gilmore. I said, all right, I'll see you there.
No!
And I gave the thumbs down and everything. I don't know what happened. I don't know what... I can't explain it. But my three friends saw it, and their jaws dropped, like... What in the world? Just what are you doing?
And what so, are you doing?
I don't know why I did. I don't know. I don't know.
You're like classic movie reference. This will go over well.
And
fellas.
Liked it.
She was so mad.
Deservedly so.
She was so mad, and she looked like she had the devil in her eyes, like she was going to murder me. So I'm like, oh, all right, that wasn't that funny. All right, my bad. And then,
did she say anything back, or she was just, you could just tell from the look?
Like, she was like, what the fuck was that? Like, I'm leaving. You don't want to come? And so she kept saying, like, so you don't want to come? I'm like, all right.
She was giving you a lifeline, my guy.
Yes, I know. And so, after that, it just all went downhill, and it's like.
Huh? After that?
Huh? I don't know what happened. And she left.
Everything's downhill. Yeah.
And I was using this joke all day that I was killing with all my friends, and I was using this, like, oh, I live in the West Village, not a big deal. And I kept saying that to her, and she didn't laugh once. And I kept saying, but you don't get the joke. Like, I live in the West Village. Because I'm
shaking her violently.
It's because I'm rich. Like, I'm so rich. I live in the West Village. You don't get it? She's like,
I'm from Connecticut, dude. I just moved here. I don't know shit about it. Like,
she's like, no,
I'm up here business with some friends. Like, I don't know this city.
So that's one of the things I remember. I kept trying to use that joke, and she was just like, I know what you're trying to do. That wasn't funny. And so everything since the Happy Gilmore thing.
I like this woman.
Yeah, I like her too. She's not taking any of your guff.
So listen to this.
Let's get her on the show.
Patch her in. You get her number.
I didn't text her that night, but I texted her the next day, and I said, I'm sorry. I'm a gentleman. I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come off like an asshole. That was not my intention. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah. You had too many white wine spritzers in your system.
You're trying to impress your boys more than her, man. You hate
to
see
it. I think that's what it was. I think I was trying
to... Masculinity, man. That's what it comes down to. You got to let that go, daddy.
I think I was trying to be funny in front of the boys.
Uh-huh. You were trying to be cool.
That sounds like no one laughed.
Nobody.
Except for us right now in your face.
Yeah. It's funny now.
Yeah.
It's a great story now. But so then she answered, and it didn't really go anywhere. She was just like, yeah, that wasn't cool, blah, blah, blah. Today, this morning, at about 12 o'clock.
So afternoon.
Not 11 o'clock.
Okay, that's morning.
She texted me and said, 11:01. Haha, so want to start over? I actually did really like you. So look, guess who's back, baby?
What did you say in return?
Fuck you. I wish you had friends. They'd be hotter than you, ugly. Mutt face.
Yes. Send me those hands. I'll let you know.
No, I said, yes, I'd like to start over. I swear I'm not an asshole. And then she said, I think the alcohol and friends got the best of us. So now she's taking some of the blame, which I love, because that means it wasn't all my fault.
It definitely was. She's trying to make you feel better.
And she said,
she really likes you.
I thought initially we really hit it off. So I said, I agree. We should hang out sometime soon. And I'm back.
As long as you're...
Are you the... What is sometimes? When is that going to be?
No, I don't know. This week.
Take the
How about that?
Man.
Yeah.
Tell her you're going to... No. Tell her to come to the game tomorrow.
Skinny Dana. No, I don't want to. I don't do that.
What do you
what
mean?
What if I play poorly? And she's like, this kid.
But then if she sticks with you, she's there for life.
You think Steph Curry's ever said that? Well, I don't want my wife at the game. What if I... Shut up, man. Who are you?
Tyler,
I'm having 17, 20, and 5.
Tyler, if I shoot two for 15 from the field
for
in front of a girl,
points, yeah.
I'm not recovering from that
You
for
embarrassed
years.
Her publicly if she was like, everybody gets one.
No, if I play basketball poorly in front of a girl, I don't think I can recover from that. Like, I'm in the shit
okay,
for a
I'm saying,
bit.
When are you going to see... Because she put the ball back in your court.
I don't know.
Crap. You have to hit it out of the park next time. Whatever you do, have to show her a great night.
Not this week. I'm going home, but this week. How about that?
Thursday?
It's Easter. Come on. I got to go home.
Thursday?
Okay.
Maybe Thursday, yeah. Not going to commit to it, but.
Should do something Thursday.
Okay. But I don't like drinking during the week, and I don't really need to take her to the movies or something.
No, definitely not take her to the movies.
You know what she doesn't like? You embarrassing her in front of your friends for little to no gain. Maybe. Again, I don't want words in her mouth.
If a girl can't take a Happy Gilmore joke, she's not the one for me.
She clearly could not take the joke.
I'll see you there.
It was thumbs down and everything.
Oh, yeah. No, I know you did all of it. You acted.
Why didn't you just get one of your boys to kneel behind her and push her over? why didn't you pants her? Like, what, you would have had more success that way?
I guarantee you, I was a little intoxicated, but I probably thought it was the funniest thing in the world at the time.
Listen, you might have used that as an excuse to your buddies. It's not flying over here.
No. It's not funny.
No, you come here for the truth.
It's not. It wasn't worth it. I mean, it's worth it for a mixtape story, I guess, but at the end of the day, I made a mistake.
A woman unrespected?
Yeah. I don't know what kind of program you think this is, friend.
No, it wasn't good.
Thursday, where are you going to take her? What are you going to do?
We're going to get some drinks.
What was the bar she suggested that you...
I don't know. It was probably a nice bar. I don't know what it's called.
It was her apartment. She just called it a bar because this woman's clearly a liar. We've covered that.
I'm not exaggerating.
You already got a drink.
This, her texting me today, shows you that I'm not exaggerating of how smooth I was for those 10 minutes, though.
Yeah, no, if only you could have stretched that 10 minutes over a longer period of time, you'd probably have a better story.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you picked the ball back up to just fumble it again, you shouldn't have picked the ball back up.
Hey, if I end up marrying this girl somehow, it's a funny story looking back.
Oh, we're playing this audio at the wedding.
Oh, it's a funny story regardless. Again, I'm cracking up.
Which is, yeah, well,
but
that's all we care about.
You can't fumble again.
I know. No, I know. But, no, I'm serious. I think it might be the weight loss and just looking better.
And the 17 and 20.
I feel confident moving forward. I do.
Yeah.
No. I just can't do stuff like that.
No.
I'm 26 years old. That's maybe okay when you're, like, 12.
When you're at a boat bar as a 12-year-old?
What do you know about this woman? Like, don't give her vital away, but, like, what do you know about her?
She's lived in New York for a while. I know that.
What letter does her first name begin with?
I don't want to do that.
I mean,
nah, you
K.
Okay. No, I was thinking K. All right.
No, you weren't.
I swear, I promise you I was
what
thinking K.
What name were you thinking?
I wasn't. I was thinking of letters. I was like, what letter is Dana going to fuck this up with? Yeah.
What letters would I not fuck it up?
If you met a girl with a Q, I think you'd be so scared you wouldn't even talk to her.
No, I'm doing better.
I would admit.
Yeah.
What'd you say? The mitts? Yeah. Oh. Her actually, hands. I don't remember. But if I was talking to her for that long, they must have been pristine.
If I gave her the time of day.
If I even let her approach me without having her
Maybe that's what it was. Like, the sun was going down, and I saw her hands, and I was like, this isn't the one. I gotta let her off somehow.
Yeah, no, listen, you're going to show
up. Came back on the club. You saw those mitts.
Yeah, you're going to show up on Thursday, see some claws, and get out of there.
Hey, you know, I'm not making excuses. I'm not. It was a poor decision. Okay? I'm looking you in the eye right now. I'm saying it was bad.
Look Tyler in the eye, too.
That was stupid.
Yeah, over here.
That was dumb.
It wasn't good. Did you tell her this?
I texted her that, yeah.
You did, but you didn't apologize in the same form you humiliated her in.
I think in person
you have to recreate that scene. You have to bring everybody in the bar back to that exact spot at that exact moment and apologize to her.
I think the three kids I was with all text me the next day like, what in the world was that? Why did you do that? And you know what? I don't have an answer for them.
You also tweeted about it.
It was a good tweet. I got that tweet off. It's a good tweet.
That's what this is. You just want the approval of others more than the love of one. Mm.
I'm promising you, I was not thinking of Twitter in that moment.
No, you're thinking about your pals that you were surrounded
by. That's
what
I'm saying, yeah. It ain't about it being Twitter. It's just you just want the approval. You just love the fanfare.
Just got to be the funny guy, Dana. You always got to be the funny guy. How about you just be the normal guy for once, huh? That's what I'm going to do.
How about you just not embarrass people? How about that?
Yeah.
How about you can do all that without embarrassing people?
Let's have a therapy session right now with yourself, Dana. That was stupid. You are better than that sometimes. You don't need to be immature. You can be immature. You can be mature sometimes. You're 26. You're almost 30.
30 is almost 35, man. But 35, you damn near 50.
You can run for president.
You can run for president at 30?
Five.
Huh. I got some work to do.
You do. You get 9 years.
Whole lot.
But for this date Thursday, you know what you could do?
What?
You could buy some tickets on SeatGeek.
I took a girl to I used SeatGeek once to take a girl to the Yankees game once.
Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. I actually used to crush it with her, too.
What? How many hordes of people did you embarrass this one in front of?
No, none. But she did want to take
Stadium.
She did want to take a picture in front of the field, and it was like my second day. I'm like, what? I don't want to get out of here. I didn't say that, but in my mind, I said that. I might have said that.
Did you take a picture?
No, I didn't.
She didn't want to be photographed with you.
She wanted to photograph with me.
Oh, you said no to that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't. It's our second date. What are we in love after two dates?
Clearly, you were not.
Listen.
I wonder if you'll ever be. I wonder if you deserve it.
Yeah, commitment issues.
Go on with that.
Well, luckily, you can commit for the low with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event. Whether you're catching your favorite musician on tour, shopping for the perfect gift, or a last-minute deal to see your favorite team, or a last-minute date to apologize to a woman you embarrassed in front of a group of your friends, SeatGeek helps you. It's right there in the ad. Mm-hmm. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Nothing beats being there in person. And now the ad's reading on top of each other, so it's hard for me to say what they put there. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence, the type of confidence Dana has for about 10 minutes at a time. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. Best of all, our listeners get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Mm-hmm. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code TAPE today. That's promo code TAPE.
Take it to a Nets game.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday?
I don't know when they play.
They play tonight.
In Philly. Yeah, take her on a nice traveling trip. Get the Amtrak tickets.
I owe her a lot.
Take Nashville, because he's in Sorry, Dude.
Yep, that's what I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm. I owe her a lot. Mm-hmm. I can't just be rinky-dink drinks. Ooh, what about that? Rinky-dink drinks.
All right.
Sorry.
That's promo code TAPE, T-A-P-E, for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Nashville. I say you blow off your family for Easter, and you take her to a foreign land like Nashville.
I've never been, so yeah, it is foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
I think she would like it.
Yeah. Well, you talk to her. Don't talk to me.
She clearly hasn't given up on me yet, somehow.
Just go ahead and make the arrangements. Just go ahead and pay for it all up front. And then just send her plane ticket.
Yeah, just text her the flight confirmation.
You will meet, Kutz.
The thing is, I'm not an asshole, though. I don't know why I did that.
You've turned your back on this program several times publicly in front of people trying to be cool. The exact same problem.
To women, I am not an asshole. Ever.
I don't know. You've come on this program. You've called them females. You've called them ugly.
I never called them ugly.
Literally. Yeah.
I didn't call her ugly. I said she wasn't as good looking as the other one.
Yeah, well, you fumbled both those, too.
I did. Big time.
Promo code TAPE. T-A-P.
So at what time of this running clocked game tomorrow should I check in?
That's up to you. If we have... It's looking like a lot of people can't play, so I'm going to guess we have 7 people.
Okay.
You're not taking me out, that's for sure.
I might.
You're not. I'm the captain and the leading scorer and the leading rebounder.
Player coach?
Yeah, you're the player coach?
Yeah, I kind of just say who to start, and then the subs just do whatever they want. But nobody took me out last game. Like, nobody even tried because I was that much on fire.
Okay, so if you're stinking it up because I invite this Kristen girl to the game.
Sure. You can take me out.
Yeah, that's like...
Her name's not Kristen.
No, I know.
But that was a good guess.
What would you do if you showed up, like, just randomly? Like, not... You get there and she's there.
And she just puts a big thumbs down in my face after I miss a free throw.
Oh, boy. That'd be tremendous.
Yeah, if I'm the other team, I'm finding out who this dame is and getting her to this game, parking her right under the hoop we're shooting at.
I'd be rattled. I would. I'll say it. I'm not going to hide from the truth.
You for sure would be right.
I'd put her in the game. Because if, like, her on you, you'd be afraid to do anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you in my position?
No, I've dominated.
I don't typically publicly embarrass women. You say you did say that stuff for private, man. Don't you be on Twitter?
I don't know.
Mm.
So, like, 16 minutes I'll check in?
Yeah, so I would say about that's the 16-minute mark, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's settled.
Is that all you need me for?
No, Game of Thrones last night. Tyler, that was your first live one.
It was? I'm not going to be able to tweet during. I don't see how people do. It's just too much.
Even a slower episode like that?
Was it slow? Like, every time, like, somebody might not have spoken, but it's like, yeah, this person's still alive. Don't forget, they'll be back.
Yeah, on the Yak today, I described it as, like, the first day of school. Like, everyone was just back, like, checking in on each other.
Yeah, it's like, these are the storylines, these are the people.
Yeah.
You a Throneser, Dana?
I'm a Throneser. My question is, when did you finish season 7?
Me?
Yeah.
I watched it, I ran through it all, I think, last year.
So did you do one of those, so I sat down and I watched a 52-minute recap of everything before the episode. Did you do anything like that? Or
that's
did you
insanity.
Just, it's not insanity.
No, I was trying to go back through. I made it through, like, season 6. I just ran out of time.
Oh, so you rewatched each episode?
Yeah, just rewatching everything.
Okay. So I did, like, that refresher where, like, it's literally 52 minutes, which was, yeah, actually, it is pretty crazy looking back. Mm-hmm. And then I watched the last two episodes and I just went in. I don't know if you guys did anything similar. Is that an okay question, Mick Man?
I just remembered what happened.
Okay. See, I didn't. That's why I did a refresher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have such a supreme memory like you.
Agreed.
I'm sorry. I'm being rude right now.
It's okay. You're
rattled. I was in such a good mood today.
You're rattled from, you remembered what kind of person you are, and it brought you back down to earth.
Correct. I'm sweating right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very hot in this room, and you're wearing a sweatshirt.
And I also, when I talk to you guys, I just sweat. Because,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you guys do to me.
The show you so desperately always want to come back on that you hate when you're in here.
Love sweating.
I'm happy to be back.
Marty was saying Dana likes to sweat from his neck. I don't know what that means, but I'm not pumped about seeing that. Come tomorrow.
Oh, I'm an absolute puddle factory when I play basketball. It's gross.
That's why you don't want her there.
No, I don't care about that. I'll sweat in front of girls. I sweat walking to work every morning. Like, you just can't escape it if you're me, but the sweat, it's gray jerseys.
Mm.
Where's
my jersey?
You gotta get one from somebody.
Mm.
Probably.
Mm.
Sounds like something a captain would do.
I got 10 jerseys and we have 10 players.
Well, yeah, but you're saying a lot of people won't be there, so it sounds like you need to tell someone, like,
you can
hey,
take Marty's.
Make sure, will that fit me?
You can take his spaghetti arms and try and fit them into the jersey.
Mush is running point, man. What do you mean Mush not playing?
Mush stinks. He stinks.
I'm going to wear my...
I'd love for him to defend himself, but he can't.
I'm going to wear my Bay State Magic jersey, and whatever fine we get is what we get, because the captain won't do his captainly duties.
The fine is 2 points. Literally, they give you the other team 2 points.
All right. I'll live
That's
with that.
That's fair.
Yeah, but I don't really
if want everybody, or like 2 points for each incorrect jersey. If that's the case, everybody can wear what you want.
Each one. Which is tough. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like everyone else has jerseys and I don't, so we're starting 0-2.
I'll get you a jersey.
Yeah, so McMahon, you just got to be a +3 on the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. I'm already -2. I haven't even checked in yet.
And I'm saying, so yeah, you got to end up on the plus side and you're good.
Yep. Will no longer be my fault.
All right. I'll get you a jersey.
But what did you think? I've seen a lot of people said it was a slow episode. I didn't think so. I didn't think it was a fast episode by any means, but what were your thoughts for your first live watch?
No, I thought it didn't feel slow to me. And again, if it was, they can't just jump right into, like, murder. Like, I don't think they've done that in any season episode. Like, I don't know why it'd be different for,
right,
like, the finale. So, no, I enjoyed it. They're painting Sansa a little too highly for me. I don't like that.
Yeah, you weren't a fan this morning, I saw.
I wasn't a fan last night either. She's just really boring. I still don't like Daenerys. I doubled down on that. I don't like the way she talked to Sam.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Although there was remorse in her voice.
Thanks. What am I supposed to do with that? Like, I killed him, but I felt bad about it.
Listen, Sam wasn't like a huge fan of his family last time we saw, so I think he was faking the funk a little bit.
But he likes his brother.
He did like his brother.
He's like, yeah, the dragon can please kill my father, but when it comes to the brother, not very good.
Well, too bad. He's gone.
Entirely, yeah.
But I like Samwell a lot.
Everybody's going to turn against everybody. That's what I'm waiting for. Dragonfly Jones broke down how John and Arya are going to turn on each other, and I think he's absolutely right.
Yeah, I didn't care for that breakdown. I don't think he is wrong with one of them being like, no, it's Stark's over everything, and John being like, we're all going to die. None of it matters.
Yeah, Daenerys is like, I have two dragons. He's like, my God, does nobody understand?
You guys not seeing these fucking things?
They're going to eat our brains.
Yeah, fucking, who's the little girl, Lyanna?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, her just coming up being like, my lord, or whatever the fuck we call you these days, explain yourself.
Yeah, you smell like pussy. Talk about it. They fucked up that Umber kid, though.
Who?
The very end.
The kid on fire.
Boy. Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
I didn't piece that together.
That scared the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah, he said, yeah. I think Tormund said he was like, yeah, the Umber kid boy or whatever. Yeah, no, they shrimp cocktailed him. It was real bad.
So when they showed him, I stopped listening because I was trying to piece together that with, like, the very opening scene of the entire show. Like season one, episode one, like how the show starts with them in the woods and like the kids all chopped up. Ugh. Do you know what I'm talking about, Tyler?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought they were going to like cut away from the kid stapled to the wall. And, like it was just, they were going to turn around and there's going to be like an army of kids there. Cause that's exactly what happened in the first episode, but no, just one kid screaming very high pitched and then promptly lit a flame.
Yeah, no, well, it had to be done. Like, once they showed Tormund talking, that's who said it was, then they changed the camera angle, and they kept showing him in the back, and I was like, something's about to happen.
Right.
And that's when his eyes opened. And, yeah, no, a sword on fire apparently kills everything.
Were his eyes blue?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wasn't – that's what I thought, and I was a little confused about that for a second. But then it kind of makes sense now. But, like – did you see, like, the symbol in the back? Or the whatever it's called? Like, the spiral.
Oh, yeah.
No, so
yeah.
That's, like, a reoccurring thing, right?
I saw the spiral.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
The kid on fire.
Yeah. So what's up with the spiral? I've seen it, like, six times now.
I've seen people try and say that it's, like, the house. Not the house sigil, but, like, one of the older Targaryens. Like, his personal crest. Like, it's the same as that.
Okay.
I don't know if I buy that, because, again, they showed us who the Night King is, like, very early on.
Or did they?
The old redirect?
Just saying.
But, it's clearly important. They've done that symbolism shit a lot. Like when Daenerys gets lifted up at the end of the first season by all those poor people, and she's in the middle, and then Jon Snow, and he's in the middle of the Battle of the Bastards, and he's just, like, almost dying. I saw someone else point out, too, that the last time Jon Snow and Ned Stark spoke, he said, I'll tell you about your mother the next time we see each other. And then Sam told him when they were standing in front of his, like, crypt. So they like to do that shit.
That's a nice little pickup.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Wait, so do y'all think Cersei's pregnant?
If it is, it's not
I've seen people that think she's not.
I don't think she's pregnant with. Because she said it last season, right?
That's what I'm saying. I think is happening, she's going to be pregnant. It's Jaime's. It's going to come out with blonde hair, and Euron's going to fucking flip. That's what I think. But people are saying, like, she was drinking wine. She can't be pregnant. I'm like, I haven't seen a scene where she's not drinking wine.
Yeah, they don't. They didn't have the technology.
Like,
yeah,
nobody cares about that. They didn't care about that till like 71.
Right. Yeah, no, they didn't even know that that was, like, they didn't think wine was bad back then. So, yeah, no, I don't think that.
Right, it was like, no, drink more. You're with child. You're drinking for two, my friend.
So, yeah, I agree with you. If she is pregnant, it's Jaime's for sure. I don't think Euron went one for one.
Oh, he kind of called a shot.
I'm a big Euron
guy. You think she's pregnant?
I don't think so, but I do really like Euron for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, Euron stinks. What do you mean you
I
like
I don't know
Euron?
What it is. He's just like...
I don't hate him.
Like, there's something about him. He's just like a... He's a scumbag, and I love it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but, he's like you on a date.
Yeah.
See
sure.
yourself in... Yeah.
I see a little me in Euron.
He disrespects women, yeah.
He can close the deal.
He can.
I cannot.
With very little persuasion.
So you're, I was gonna say, so you're not Euron. Wow.
I mean, that was crazy how... I think Rhea tweeted it today.
Mm-hmm.
That, like... She said, "Oh, you have to earn me."
Yeah, you can
she,
buy
they banged
a. You can
a minute
yeah,
later.
You can buy a whore. You have to earn a queen. And then he was like, "At war's pretty long." And she was like, "Fine."
Yeah, he was. She was like, "Oh no, I'm a whore. Like, just go earn your queen." I'm a. I also think we're gonna get a one-on-one dragon fight.
What is the? What would the third one be?
The White Walker dragon.
Yeah, but what's why
like
the other two?
The dragon that looked back at John, I thought it was like he didn't fuck with him, like he's going to eat John later. People were telling me it's like the dragon realized he was a Targaryen. That's why he even let him fly him.
Yeah, he realized.
So I think it's going to be that dragon.
I think
it's going to be John's dragon versus Daenerys' dragon versus the White Walker dragon.
Okay. Hmm. See, I saw someone else saying that the dragons know who is really, like, which I don't buy because she is their mother. So they do listen to her first and foremost. But some were saying since they knew. Because they knew the first time he showed up, like last season, when he showed up and like they didn't immediately just torch him to pieces. They
right,
knew.
Yeah, that's what somebody thought. That's why they were like, no, it's a good look, not a I'm
right.
gonna eat you look. Like, huh, okay.
And someone was saying that they're going to start listening to him over her because they know he's like the true king.
Fine with it.
She pulled up.
Her and Sansa died, yeah, and two, then I wouldn't care what else happened. Would not care. They could end like Sopranos. Would not care.
She pulled up in a fire coat, though.
Oh, no, a look and a half.
And Sansa asking what they eat and her being like, they're fucking dragons, my guy. Like, whatever the fuck they please.
Sansa was basically Dana, just being a dick to everybody for no reason.
She's the smartest person in the game, though.
Oh, boy. Makes you think, huh?
No, that was a joke.
Yeah, that's...
Shit.
Also, somebody said Arya saying Sansa's the smartest person she's met. They're like, Arya's like 15 and she's met 9 people in her life. Like, what? This might not be like the greatest indictment.
It's kind of weird how they kind of made it, like they set it up to look like her and Gendry were going to bang. Isn't she like 12 in the show?
I don't know how old she is in the show.
And he's got it, like, there's got to, that can't be legal. Even in Game
of Thrones.
I thought
about it.
It's weird.
But somebody showed the, like when Robert and Ned, I think when they very first meet, he was like, yeah, I've got a son and you've got a daughter. Let's make an heir. And it was thought about like Joffrey and Sansa. And now it's going to be Gendry and Arya.
Mm.
But again, like Sansa got married. They were basically like as soon as she was a woman. So I don't think they really care about that stuff either.
The second she bled.
Yeah.
Actually,
so
looking back, wasn't Tommen like also like 10 years old and with Marjorie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's
so
like, I think it's one
not
of the,
as weird
it's
now.
It. It's just because Arya's like our daughter.
Yeah. True. I really need to. I'm sweating balls and I think I need to walk out.
All right. Get.
I'm sorry.
Do what you gotta do.
See you, Tyler.
Bye, Dina.
I literally. Like,
all right. Well, we're still recording. We don't need to hear your mom, your caterwauling as you walk out the door. Fucking guy.
Man, oh my. I don't think what else happened on that episode.
I liked it, but I could also see why people would be annoyed with it. They put a lot of jokes in the episode.
I thought about it. I was like, is this we're going to get shtick? Is that what we're going to get?
Because it's like, all right, we only have like 5 more of these now after that, and they spent this one like just setting shit up and like making sure everyone could see each other. So, I didn't know if, like, people were going to fly with all the jokes. Like, when Varys and Tyrion were talking about balls. And at the end.
Nah, they frying Varys, boy.
They
be heating his ass up.
There are so many characters on the show without, like, dicks and balls, though. I don't know why he's the only one who gets the jokes.
They just be frying him.
And then at the end, the one that did make me, like, actually laugh, and I was glad they put it in, was when, they show Tormund. I was pumped he was still alive.
Yes.
And then they're walking. They're in, I don't know, some sort of Mayan temple. And when they hear the noise of the Night's Watch, but they don't know it's them yet.
Mm.
And they both lunge at each other, and he's like, oh, his eyes are blue. My eyes have always been blue.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, like, I don't mind that. That was a good one.
Yeah, that one was great.
I don't see how people could hate this. Like, I feel like they set it all up so going forward, they're just like, okay, here's everything. Like, here's your syllabus.
Right.
Everything else. Like, now, what is it, six episodes? Eight?
Six.
One, like, it's a shorter, yeah, so I feel like five, it's like, okay, we're putting all five, because this was also a short episode. So it was like, it was 55 minutes, and the rest are going to be long. I feel like it was just, okay, here's everything you need to know. Then we'll build from there. So I liked it.
Mm, I do like that the mountain was very untrustworthy of everything.
I like how they're showing more of his eyes. Also, I got to say, their gore graphics got a lot better. Like, watching it season one to now, like, rewatching.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody gets, like, an axe in the face. Like, the dragons used to look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
When Cersei walked through the city naked, it was embarrassing Photoshop. But no, they stepped it up.
The dragons did look cool. Like, they might not be CGI. Those just might be dragons, and this is their way of telling the world, like, oh, yeah, we have dragons now.
I think it was the whole point of them flying over the ice, and it was like, no, look how far we've come.
Yeah, that scene, the Sulk, who writes on Family Guy and does other things, tweeted out, he was like, yeah, I liked the episode until that never-ending story happened in the middle.
Oh, man, one of the movies I've seen.
Hey, listen, anyone who knows you're a big never-ending story fan.
Love it. I'm trying to think what... I just think a lot of people, like, I think Arya and Sansa are going to end up turning on Jon. Daenerys is going to end up turning on Jon. I think Samwell's going to end up turning on Jon.
They've already begun to turn.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're setting it up. Bran's just a messy bitch. That's all that is.
Big Cat was like, he keeps wheeling around just to stare at people. I was like, he doesn't even wheel. He's just there. He just shows
he's
up.
He's just there. I also think, I don't know how it's going to happen. I think Bran's going to have the chance to save Jaime's life, and he's not. Like, I think that's how they're going to wrap that up.
I don't think Bran, I think he's so bought into his role in all of this. Not the actor, but, like, him in the story. I think he's so mm-hmm. bought in that he wouldn't say, like, it's very Doctor Strange in Avengers, which is a reference everyone listening gets, but you don't, where mm-hmm. he's just going to let everything play out. And if he were to interfere, that would fuck up. Like, he sees the end game.
Like, butterfly effect.
Right. He sees the end game.
Stay out of the way. Yeah.
Yeah, and he knows. Because he was, like, when he was, like, pressing Sam, he was like, he needs to know now. Sam was like, I don't even know who you are. He's like, no, you need to go tell him.
Yes, find him while he's mourning over his lost parents. And, yes, break the most important news he'll ever receive in his life. Tell him now.
Correct.
Sam was like, okay.
So I guess.
Yeah. I think Cersei's going to turn on Jaime. That's why I think Cersei wants Jaime and Euron to fight, and she's just going to be with whoever, like, just let them take each other out.
Cersei got my man Bronn out of the brothel to go kill Jaime. She very much wants Jaime dead.
Yeah, but not before he can, like, do something for her. Also, I do like Bronn just doing his best Podrick impression. They got to bring back Pod.
He had to fold his...
He's the one.
Bronn had to fold
his... Was he in this episode?
No, I didn't see him.
Hmm.
But yeah, Bronn got his woman and his castle taken from him, so he doesn't have that anymore. But he took that. He took the crossbow fucking Tyrion used on his dad, and he like I can't imagine him killing Tyrion. I just can't.
No, I don't. I do think it'll come down to him fighting Jaime. I'm not sure who will win that one, honestly, because I think if Jaime wins, I still think Jaime's dying this season. So I think if he kills him, he's going to, like, Euron will kill him right after. I just can't see Jaime making it out.
Jaime also, they showed him first season to now, like, his hair's a completely different color.
He looks, what a handsome devil. When he pulled up, I was like, what a handsome devil.
And Bronn also, like, taught Jaime how to fight with his left hand, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, that's like it won't. I don't know if it'll be one on one. I just think like they spent too much time together, or he'll have a choice. Like he'll have to kill either Tyrion or Jaime or something. He's going to have to kill somebody he spent a lot of time with. Like Bronn did a whole lot of traveling.
Mm-hmm. He sure did. trying to think what
and
else.
I'm, like, nobody, I would, why didn't nobody just be like, I'm going to Dorne?
Yeah.
Like, did something happen? Somebody said, like, all the people were prisoners. I was like, I remember, like, their family, like, the print, like, Oberyn's family, but I didn't think everybody was on lockdown.
Right.
Unless I'm missing something.
No, I think they were confusing it with, where did Daenerys set up shop first? Where she, like, got rid of, like, the fights.
Marine?
Yeah, I think they were confusing it with Marine.
With the slave pit?
Yeah. Because even... Even Reek's sister, whose name I'm blanking on right now.
Yara.
Yeah, Yara. She was even like, let's just go to an island. Our island isn't even a cool island, but we know they can't get to it.
Right, that's all. It's like, Euron hustling backwards, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to them. They should be like, yeah, come to me. I have the island.
Right.
And I feel like the people in Dorne are just like, we're not concerned about the white. It's 82 every day.
This San Diego.
Yeah, like, they just fucking drink wine and mind their business.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan.
Yeah, they're like, even if we get turned into White Walkers, we're not going to follow him. We're going to stay here.
Yeah. Dorne also had the most black people I think I've seen in any country. So, yeah, big time Dorne guy.
I'm trying to think. When they were like, oh, the White Walkers are already past us, we're going to have to ride south. It's like, well, if they're already past you, maybe you just wait it out. Like,
let's go bring it to them, boys.
Yeah, like, no. You have to get, like, around them to fight them. Like, they're probably not going to circle back. Like, we're fine.
Let's bring the smoke to their door, boys, on three.
They all seem to agree, too. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll double up on horses. They're probably going to die, but that's fine.
Okay, yeah. Hands in, on three.
They just kind of poke the screaming child with fire, and they're like, oh, it'll take care of it. That'll put itself out. Oh, I just got a text.
Uh-oh.
It's Marty. I know it's Marty Mush because this is barely English. It's Marty. Make sure, LOL, it's known Dana was terrible with girls this weekend. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I'm telling him to come in here right now.
I was going to say, yeah, Dana's whole thing was like, everybody could agree. I knocked that out of the park. Everybody. Not so fast, you rat bastard. Where is Mush here? Like, yes, he
might
here,
just texted. I mean, he had to. It's the only way he could have known is if Dan. Oh, there he is. Yeah, all right. Close the door. Sit down. Hold on. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen a reality with deliciously simple recipes, fresh, pre-measured ingredients, and easy-to-follow six-step pictured recipe cards are delivered to your door each week in a special insulated box. All meals come together in 30 minutes max, call for less than 2 pots and pans, and require minimal cleanup. They have 3 plans to choose from, classic, veggie, and family, with the option to switch between for when your taste changes. Get out of the recipe rut and start cooking outside your comfort zone by discovering new delicious recipes. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, go to HelloFresh.com/mix80 and enter mix80. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/mix80. And once you get there, you smash mix80 in again. So, Marty, how goes it, pal?
How are you?
How you feeling, Mush?
I'm troubled.
I'm ticked.
I'm troubled because now it seems to be that Dana was in here lying. He was telling tales out of school.
What was his words? Did he say that he killed it this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
He's a prick. Are you kidding me?
Tell us what really happened, Marty.
So, yeah, on Friday.
He also said you stink at basketball, but we'll get to that.
Crazy,
we'll get to that.
I'm going
to
take a fucking shot, that son of a bitch. Listen, I came in on Friday. Mm-hmm. Said, we've got our pants on. We're going out.
Okay.
We went out to the bar. Hell of a time. Hmm. And all of a sudden, did he tell you about the year of sex?
No.
So, yeah, him and Quigs are, this is the year of sex now. They're going to try and actually have it. So,
okay, a change.
It's big, yeah, it's big. So, Dana could talk. He could talk.
Uh-huh.
He could talk to girls. but he can never close. Mm-hmm. So literally, he is talking to this girl, and I bring Quigs over, and they're talking. And they go upstairs having a grand old time, and he just
this comes, was on the boat.
No, this was on Friday.
Oh, this was Friday.
The
okay.
boat is he's an idiot. The fucking boat. That's all he could text me. I'm on a boat. Shit, he's ticking me off today. So we're fucking. So he's talking, and then all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, he comes down by himself, and he just keeps doing this. I know it's a podcast, no one can see me, but he keeps doing this move. I was like, yo, where are the girls? He goes, that's it. Just kept moving and shimmying his shoulders and shit. I was like, dude, where are the girls? Go get them. And he just kept doing this. I was like, what the fuck? And then he just like, I gotta go smoke cigs. Kept doing that. And then he left. He does the Irish exit, and he left. I was like, well... And he goes, I killed it last night, huh? I was like, dude, no. You need to put it in the hole. That's it. And then Sari's texting me the whole this whole thing about come to the boat. I love boats. I'm having the best day of my life. And he said that he went, he did the thing to the, I can't do that. To the girl. Mm-hmm. Let
so
me tell
really
you.
He really did that? You were there for that?
No, I wasn't there for that. There for that. Yeah, but he did say that. I mean, that's an unbelievable move. That, like that, I'm okay with. Yeah.
You're okay with this?
Yeah, I don't mean if you're gonna not dog someone and do that, yeah. That's funny.
If you're gonna fuck up to that level, like if you're gonna fuck up, you might as well go all the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Burn the whole bridge.
And I was telling Dana this weekend, I tried to be like a normal person because my book was my I was shut off my book, so I tried being a normal person and like talk to people outside, like go to a bar and shit.
How did that go?
It sucked. It was terrible. I went to Hoboken, and my friends got an Airbnb. So I was talking to this rat there, and she kept talking this. And we were—I don't know—I don't like kissing in public. I was smooching like a rat bastard. Oh. Yeah, my fucking 9-inch tongue was flying around.
You don't like smooching? What's the problem, man?
Ah, it's terrible. People look at you. I'm a zoo animal when I go out. It's just people they keep asking me questions. I don't know what's going on. The owner came in, like, thanked me for coming. I was like, you don't want me here.
Yeah, he escorted you out of the building.
Yeah, so I did this whole thing. I was like, I'll buy you a jewel right now if we could get out of here. I said to Dana, that's how you close. Just say you'll buy him something and get out. But the thing I need to talk about is the parking garage. I never will do it again. So I was trying to be common, man. Go in a parking garage.
Wait. Do what in the parking garage?
Just park.
Oh, okay. So you're literally talking about parking a car in a garage.
So I told the girl, hey, I'll drive you home. I said, oh. She's like, oh, great, yes. Gotta go to the parking garage. She had to call the Uber because I'm banned from Uber. So she called the Uber to the parking garage. And I got there. I forgot the ticket. So she had to call the Uber back to the Airbnb, get the ticket. And then go another Airbnb, another Uber to back to the parking garage. Couldn't find my car. 45 minutes. I'm walking around this schmo, walking around and around. It was on the first floor, too. I went all the way up to the 20th floor from 2 to 20. I was walking around like a goddamn idiot. And then I got in the car.
Just you and her looking for this car?
Yeah, just me and her. And I was like, I'll take you home. Just put the address in.
At what point do you think she was like, this guy doesn't have a car?
She was not happy.
No, I can't imagine.
10 minutes in, she was like, what the fuck's going on here? Like, and then I was like, just put your address in. I'll take you home. She said 29 minutes it takes. I said, you know what? Just take an Uber. That's too much. But
never
this whole, the back on the thing, Dana stinks. That's just what it is.
What? How do you feel about his leadership for this basketball team?
Oh, he's a crock of shit. He literally is a crock of shit. Because let me tell you, I took zero shots last game. Mm-hmm. Zero. How can you be bad if you took zero shots? Mm-hmm. I'm a morale guy. I almost got teed up. I was yelling at the ref because I told him, get me the fuck out. I'm going to get teed up to him. I said, sit me on the bench to the ref. But no, Dana literally, I just take shots. He came down the court, shoots a three, and goes, terrible shot. Yeah, it's your fucking bad. It's a terrible shot.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I'm a long bastard. I play fucking hands down D. I smack the floor.
Hey, you're a Duke guy.
I'm
we
in
know.
Your face. Yeah. That was mean.
You are. That's what they do.
I know.
Duke knows that's all they do is slap the floor.
Yeah, I slap the floor, and morale's high. But this fucking guy is... All he does is, and he tweets about it right after the game.
Oh, of course.
And he's such a hardo. He walked home after the game. He walked home.
How far? Take the bus with his teammate.
Blocks. blocks on blocks on blocks. I was like, yo, I'll just take the Uber back. Nah, I got to walk. I'm so excited. He's an idiot. I can't. Oh, this mother rat Johnson dog. I can't fucking get him.
Have you heard that I'm playing tomorrow?
Yeah, and I'm fucking not.
Why not?
I got to do this fucking. Yeah, I know I really wanted to play. I got to fucking watch this Islanders game with Frankie. He's gonna punch my jugular. But yeah, this is going to tear us apart.
Give me a jersey.
I have two people's jerseys. I can't find them.
You have zero, but you have two.
Yeah, and you start the game down 2 points if you don't have jerseys.
I'm not worried about that. I can make those points up real quick.
I'm excited. Yeah, wait till Dana's going to yell at you. He yells.
Dana knows not to yell at me.
Oh, believe me, he's going to yell.
Not in the zone, Dana. He don't know nothing from nothing.
Mm-hmm. He sweats from the throat up down to it's gross, man.
Oh, yeah, you say there's a neck sweater?
Yeah, right from, like, his Adam's apple is just pouring out sweat. It's gross. Wait till, it's just a terrible human being on the court. Off the court, I love him. Uh-huh. On the court, he's a real prick.
Yeah, he said a lot of derogatory things towards you on this program
and
earlier.
It's crazy to me. Yeah. I was supporting him. I'm always like, I'm fucking going like this to my chest, smacking my rat, and he just always picks on me.
Yeah. He's a bully.
He said he loved you because you were always nice to each other.
Yes. He's one of my best friends here, this guy, but he sues me on the court. And I don't know what to, we need to, like, I was like, dude, pick someone else. There's so many other bad people on the team. Mm-hmm. Just pick someone else.
Yeah, we've heard it's a very terrible team.
Well, the thing is, my hands are too big. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. My hands have grown over the years, so I haven't got the fit right for the ball. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy, though. I don't like being a regular person anymore. I like being a degenerate.
Okay.
Literally just 3 days. Just thinking about streetlights. That was really it. That was it.
So yeah, like Tyler asked, who else stinks on the team?
Oh, Noah stinks.
Yeah, no, we've heard only bad things about Noah.
Yeah, he keeps getting 3 seconds in the key, but he's a. I was taking my first shot. He got.
It's all anyone can do. Noah's playing some nice 1980s basketball where if it's not within the key, you're off Noah's team.
You know I'm going to have to sue with someone right now. Mikey won't take himself out of the game.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fish. He just dives on the floor all times. He brings a girl to the game, mm-hmm. and he just shoots.
Okay.
Jake tries to shake him out. He goes, no, get someone else. It's crazy. It's like this team, the fucking the egos on this team is going to...
Not over here.
What?
Mikey just pointed him out.
Yeah. He was like, nah, I'm staying in. It's like the Eagles are going to eat us up. He was playing pretty good. He was. But, like.
You got to ride the hot hand.
For 40 minutes?
Yeah.
Need some fresh legs.
If you got some company.
I'm literally perfect for the team. I'm put my elbow in your jugular and get teed up. Morale gets high after that and you win. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I'm going to score 20 points a game. Again, the hands are too big. I'm just getting a feel for the ball.
Yeah, you're like Shaq at the free throw line.
Yeah, exactly. My hands are that big. Mm-hmm. Everything about me is this. I'm a little off. What are you going to do? Fucking asshole saying shit.
You must.
Once, I got a lot on my mind, so I got to get off the airways.
Okay. Wait, what?
Before
you leave, yeah. Streetlights, what about them?
Well, it's just crazy. It's like, I'm going to go to civil court or whatever. I don't know if that's what it is. But there should be four of them. You don't agree?
So, like, you're talking about, like, stoplights, like red, yellow,
like red, yellow,
green.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
What's the fourth light?
Pink with numbers. Because, listen to this. I'm making
counting
a,
down.
See, you don't even need to count down. It's going to have some type of number on it. Like, you okay, start with green, right? You have green, yellow.
Nope.
Red, yellow, green.
There you go.
And you're going 50 miles an hour. You got to have some way to... Like, that yellow is just like, yeah, stop. You get the shakes. You don't know what to do.
Slow down.
Yeah, it's a reason I've gotten in 4 accidents in my life. I rolled my car rolled it 3 times.
Can you just not see yellow? Like, what's the beef?
What'd you say?
Like, yellow, slow down.
Oh, yellow's a piece of...
I disagree.
Yellow's so dainty, too, so you feel like I could beat this shit, you know? Like, it's yellow, boom, got you. Yeah.
So, it's calling you pussy.
Yeah, exactly. And pink, it's like, wow. Like rainbows and sunshine. It's mm-hmm. like, I'm going to fucking slow down now. And then once you see, and you have no excuse from the yellow to pink. If you're blowing through that shit, you're an asshole. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. I don't know. I just like numbers on shit. Like when I see numbers, I feel like it's important. you know?
So you see, like, a...
Most respectfully, I don't want you any more distracted than you currently are while driving. Like, I don't need you just looking at these numbers and just running into the back of a city bus.
Exactly. And, like, do you feel this way, too? When you put your window down, you feel like everyone could see you. But once you put it up...
Invisible.
Invisible.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that the window's clear, but I feel like they really could get you.
I don't disagree with that.
You never know.
This is what's dangerous about this world. You let me think.
But for sure, one of the top dangers right now.
It really
agreed.
Is.
Agreed.
Man.
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable world out there. Scary.
Mm-hmm.
These lights, man.
And you got your best friend sewering you on podcast.
He literally, he looked me in the eyes and goes, I just kind of sewered you. And when he says I kind of sewered you, he's like, he went in deep details and like, yeah, his knees stink. Like, and I respect my knees and he'll go after me.
Yeah, no, he spent a good 5 minutes.
He sure did.
Talking about how bad you are.
It's crazy. And he keeps saying it. God damn it. I mean, he takes 20 shots a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's a selfish prick who only cares about the stats. He's even texting me. I think they got these stats wrong in the group chat. I made the name of the fucking team. I deserve them all credit.
Mm-hmm.
The Rat Dogs.
I'm upset you're not going to be there tomorrow.
I'm so mad now. Damn. Stupid work.
Quit your job and go to the game. Work.
Yeah. You know what? I did just say I hope you guys lose by 30 out there.
Well, I'm not going to let that happen.
Are you good?
We'll see. I haven't played since like a year and a half.
It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple days.
Real long time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Damn. All right, Tyler, I miss you. Just, I really want
to sit here for me, pal.
I really want to go to the zoo. Like, I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, no. Earlier on this very program, people, Dana said that, because we were talking about how we could win you over away from him with mm-hmm. relative ease, and we said we would take you to the zoo. And he said, well, I'm not going to make him do things he doesn't want to do. And we said, well, you clearly don't know Marty at all.
If you give me $1.75 and bring me to the zoo, that's enough money to feed at least, I'd say, about 14 animals.
Okay.
You know those little pellets that
oh,
look
yeah.
like deer shit?
Oh, yeah.
Those are so great, and they just slap on your hand, and mm-hmm. they're licking out. Oh, my God. They're so happy.
Dana doesn't even know this about you.
He's an idiot. No, he literally doesn't listen to
weather's
me.
Weather's warming up, man. We got to get to the petting zoo.
Yeah, we're going to get to the petting zoo. It's getting nice out. We're getting there.
The sheeps are calling, hearing my name.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the monkey. I had a pet in college. Did I tell you about Momo?
No.
Momo, I used to visit Momo once a week next to the Chinese restaurant in college, and every time...
Where would Momo be at? Like, at her apartment? Like, where would the
was
monkey...
It was at a pet store.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't buy it, Momo. It was just for show, which was fucked up.
Very.
Momo is a small monkey.
Capuchin?
So cool.
Capuchin, like the real small guys?
The ones like cleft the
finger
symbols
monkeys.
And wear the
head. A capuchin monkey, yeah.
You making up words?
I have never made up a word.
You know, like they wear the little red hats and they clap cymbals.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that people say that's going on in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that's
a
good.
I think it's
like
it's a finger monkey.
Okay. All right. Continue.
It's great. It's one of the greatest animals you could ever see. Like monkeys. I like baboons. I love baboons with the pink bottoms. But again, you get me fucking sidetracked. I used to go there every Thursday.
Uh-huh.
About 1:36 to 1:39, I'd get there.
Okay.
I don't like to do 1:35, 1:40, little range like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stay there for an hour, just yelling "Momo," and they'd go up and down, up and "Momo," and I would literally just stay there for an hour, and my friends would have to wait because I had the car. So every time we go to Chinese food, they would finally caught on. It was like, he's going to see Momo, that son of a bitch. And I love him. I think Momo's gone now. I don't know where he went.
Know.
He's not dead.
Right,
he went somewhere, yeah.
Oh.
He might be walking around somewhere. All right.
All right, Bush. Well, we appreciate the update.
Fuck Dana. That's pretty much where we ended up on.
Listen,
this.
Listen, this program stands for a lot of things. Fuck Dana has long been one of them.
Yeah. Fucking sewer in my rat hole. See you guys later.
You sure will, pal.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, boy. Listen, this team wasn't made for content. It's slowly creeping in that direction.
I'd hate to consume it.
Ugh. It would be disgusting. Just like Rough and Rowdy 8.
Mm? When is that?
It's going.
Was it like 6 months away?
You wish. so you could plan better. But no, it's creeping up on us. It's returning back to its roots in West Virginia this Friday night, Tyler.
What?
Rough and Rowdy is the best event we do. Rough and Rowdy, or everybody says it every time. It's true. That's what all everyone says.
It is. Like the last one we had, that was my first one live. It is a spectacle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it's different, clearly, going there and then watching it. But, man, oh, man, it's worth it either way.
Rough and Rowdy is amateur fighters with no defense, throwing haymakers combined with...
And that's exactly right. They don't have a clue how to get their hands above their head. It's all bad.
It combined with the funniest, most action-packed 4 hours you'll ever have. We guarantee at some point you'll have tears in your eyes laughing because you've never seen anything like it. It also has the official cosign from John's Bones Jones, who I don't know if people saw over the weekend, said UFC could learn something from Rough and Rowdy, which is both true and troublesome. You basically get laugh out loud nonstop, nonstop commentary from Dave and Big Cat, plus the insane...
Ooh, the Dan Cat Show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's right. Plus the insane, unpredictable action in the ring. We're not even talking about the ring girls yet, too, who are an event unto themselves.
Big facts.
For Rough and Rowdy.
I think she just goes city to city. I think she just defends her crown. She just keeps winning. Yeah,
no. She's a queen.
She's a star.
For Rough and Rowdy 8, we're bringing you The Resurrection on April 19th in Welsh, West Virginia. Go to buyrnr.com to learn how you can watch the fight for free.
Hmm?
That's right. That's what it says. Those are the words.
No.
Those are the words in which I read.
Nah, that's incorrect.
Listen, you take it up with them, not me.
I will.
We got about 10 minutes left in the room. 76ers bad.
Oh, boy. Man, oh, man. When Embiid is not there, yes. Embiid MVP? Maybe. Here's his case.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, he played.
No, and when he didn't, buddy. Spencer Dinwiddie was like rubbing his hands on the bottom of his shoes, getting that traction.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going straight to the rim. Redick, you're not going to stop me.
No, sure couldn't. Tobias Harris, moment too big for him. Many people are saying it.
There's something about like Jimmy Butler heating up like when they were clearly going to lose. I'm just him heating up like that. I was like, they're still gonna lose. Like, I don't
right.
What's he doing?
Wasting your time, Butler.
Yeah. What's the beef?
He just wants to be like, listen, y'all lost. I didn't lose.
Yeah, Jimmy B buckets. I do think it's interesting because if both, like, if they lose and also Toronto lose, I think it's very easy for Butler and Kawhi to just leave.
Oh yeah.
Like, and not that they weren't good. Like, they might just do it anyway. Raptors just make it to the final, and Kawhi is like, no, I'm still out.
Yeah, I mean, Kawhi was awesome down the stretch, and I'm so happy we talked about DJ Augustine last week because it makes us look so much smarter than we actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Just buckets. He was like, yeah, you were saying it perfectly. Like, he was like, yeah, we wanted Marc Gasol. We've been drawing that play up all year.
Yeah, he's like, I went lunch all day. As soon as I saw that, I broke out my knife and fork. And I think people were showing how like videos of how Toronto normally covers that, and I think like I think it's some of the Philly thing too. Like that's what happens when you make like big trades like in season. I heard something. I think somebody said, okay, guess how many games Embiid, Butler, Tobias, and Simmons have played together?
10.
Did you hear that one? Yeah, like the playoff game was 11. Mm-hmm. Like that's insane. Butler got traded in. December?
I think it was like late November,
yeah,
even.
Like early? Yeah. So it's like Tobias has been there, what, 2 months now? Trade deadline was February.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they played 11 games together, and now they're going to go against a Nets team that's played, what, 3 years together? Like, right. How long has some of these guys been on this team? Like, right. Joe's been there for a while. Carol's been there a couple of years. Jared Allen, D'Angelo. Dinwiddie. And then they just bring, yeah, Dinwiddie, Dudley. Like LeVert, I forgot. Hey, he had 23 off the bench.
He was cooking. And I was asking Ron today, like, Philly's bench last year was, like, where the Celtics exposed them. And, like, if LeVert and Dinwiddie are just going to come in and be like, oh, yeah, here's 40 points, that's troublesome.
Well, it's only troublesome if you don't have anybody that can match it, and it's not looking like Philly does.
No, sure doesn't.
Because like Boban had a really good game, but I don't know, is he going to do that every single game? And he might, like, that might just be a matchup that they have, but I think the Nets are just like fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, even they bring an Ed Davis off the bench. Like, they just have guys who know how to play basketball. I don't think Philly's, like, done by any stretch of the imagination, but, like, the problems they have aren't just going to magically go away.
I do think, like, if Embiid is seriously hurt, that's where I'd get worried.
Oh, for sure.
But, he's questionable right now for game two. And if he's out, then that's when I think, like, the Nets could just win game two. In that case, I don't think Philly would win 5 and 7.
Yeah, I mean, he was doubtful for game one, so he wasn't supposed to play at all, and then he was just out there, so I don't know.
Here I am.
Yeah,
I'm shooting 5 threes and missing them all. Like, at what point does he really have to stop taking? Like, I really think he still gets the pump fake either way. So you're punting a shot.
It's just very funny that, like, they have Simmons and Embiid, and Embiid hoists all these threes, and Simmons refuses, and it should probably just be switched.
I don't even know if that's true. I don't want Simmons hoisting anything.
Yeah, no. I mean, neither does he. He wants to hoist some cheers for his poor play is what he wants hoisted.
It's like that. And like Embiid and Butler had good games. I feel like game two, I don't know who will win, but if like Tobias Redick will have good games. Like everybody has their kind of – Embiid's the constant, but everybody else is like, okay, two guys will have a good game. Two guys will have a meh game. And they don't have enough bench for that.
Right. They sure don't. Trying to think, Golden State won, San Antonio won. It was a wild, but playoffs started Saturday. It was a wild Saturday when like none of the good teams decided to win, or supposed higher seeds decided to win, other than Golden State.
Yeah. And do you think any of them are in trouble?
Only really Philly if Embiid's like actually hurt. I don't think his play indicated that he was that hurt, but if he's like, I don't know what's happening before and after games. You know what I mean?
I think he was 5 for 15.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, he shot 5 for 15. Now he got to the line. Now he was eating at the line.
Right.
And 4 assists, 5 blocks outside that, but 5 for 15. I feel like he took those 5 threes in a row. And the Nets were like, yeah, take them all. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, he was just trying to catch his breath.
And like that's been a thing for him.
But like I don't think Toronto's in trouble. You know what I mean?
See, I don't know. Only because, like, just how confident Augustine was, I know I've got that anytime I want it.
Right.
So it's like it's one thing to not be scared, then it's one thing to go in there and smack him in the face, like, take game one. Like, oh, no, we're really not scared.
Yeah, and I guess Clifford had, a good speech before the game that, like, got everyone, like, on the same page. Except for Vucevic, who fucking stunk, which is the wildest part of that game. He was just getting it in the post. And instead of, like, trying to feel where the defense was, I don't know if he was worried, like, a double was always going to constantly come.
Yeah, he looked, like, cautious, yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't wait to, like, just fire a shot at the rim. Like, take your time, dude. Like, you're all right.
You get at least 4 of these, my guy.
Right.
This ain't one and done.
But Jonathan Isaac, my son, just tremendous.
He finished 3 and 4. Vucevic finished 3 for 14.
Yeah, real bad. Jonathan Isaac was incredible. Just incredible. No. Ken Burch is maybe the best player in the league.
No, Ken Burch is good. Carter Williams hit 2 threes. That's why I'm like, wow, the Raptors really might be cooked. Steve Clifford, coach of the year, getting actual minutes out of Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah, it was troublesome. Kyle Lowry's not going to go scoreless again, right?
It won't be scoreless again. The funny thing is he didn't score a single point. He was the only starter that had a positive plus.
Yeah, minus, I saw that.
Which is very funny, but I think they might be in trouble just because it's like the Orlando's done what they need to do. Like they split, but I do think they're going to be like, we're not satisfied.
Right.
Like Vucevic is not going to go 3 for 14 again. I don't think.
Yeah.
I thought Aaron Gordon he didn't shoot well, but I thought Aaron Gordon played a good game.
He was just, they turned their defense up. Gordon Isaac. I almost call him Jonathan Simmons. Very much not on that team.
No.
Yeah. Isaac and Gordon for sure turned it up defensively.
Also, like, Pascal Siakam took 24 shots. If that's going to keep happening, like, Orlando's got a shot.
What, do they have 25?
Yeah, 24 on 12 for 24 shooting, which isn't bad, but 0 for 4 from 3 and didn't shoot a free throw.
Right, yeah. Pascal Tatum,
so, wow. Like, oh, boy. And, like, Kawhi had a good game. Didn't matter.
Nope.
Like, is Van Vliet going to come in hot again? I feel like that and the Lowry thing will balance out. So I think they might be in trouble. The Bucks are very much not in trouble.
Listen, no one would be. No, no, they sure are.
The Bucks could not be less concerned.
No, no. But, I mean, if they got. No, they wouldn't have the Magic waiting. They'd have us waiting for them. Fuck.
Yep.
Stupid playoffs.
I'm surprised the Jazz got housed like that, too.
Yeah, they weren't. I checked in on that game after Thrones ended, and I was like, oh, there's nothing for me to see here.
Actually, yeah, I had it, like, on the laptop, and every time I looked back, I was like, oh, yeah, they're just not cutting this.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
In fact, it's going the other way. Wow.
Yeah, that was the more impressive thing, I guess, for the Magic, was every time Toronto did go on a run or would get, like, a 4 or 5 point lead, they wouldn't panic. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so,
that's why it's like, I don't think they're scared.
Right.
Which, yeah.
They would just be like, oh, we'll get that back. Like, no worries. And then they did every single fucking time. They were not worried. They weren't lying.
It's also like who's Kawhi locking up on Orlando? Like, you want to put him on Augustine? I won't say it's a waste, but it's like, okay. Like, he might be that hot every game, but you're going to put Kawhi Leonard on him?
Right.
Who does Siakam guard? He's a great versatile defender, but Isaac's not like a. Like one on one, Aaron Gordon's not like he thinks he's a one on one. He's not. Like a
he sure does. And Celtics Pacers played objectively one of the worst basketball games I've ever seen.
Boy, goddamn, that game stunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
74 points. Yeah, y'all can go to y'all NBA TV series. Hate to see it.
Listen, we had 84. We were fine. We played a nice Pistons Pacers 2002 game for everyone.
Wait, okay, Nuggets lost too. Do you think the Nuggets are in trouble?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we both picked against them.
We both picked them. So that's not great.
Yeah, the only series we look way off on, of course, if the Magic win, we'll be way off on that. But the only one we look way off on, like, Portland wasn't – they didn't look worried about OKC that much at all. Paul George was talking about he can't lift his arms above his head. Enes Kanter gave them work like that. Portland might just be ready.
Can't play Kanter.
No, you sure can't.
Can't play Canada, can't play Kenny Faried. Let me see. Yeah, Kenny Faried finished last night with 11-6 off the bench, plus 8, 4 for 5 shooting. Can't play him.
Portland might just be ready to win a playoff series.
I think, like, this is a, like, it's a good matchup for them, especially, like, if George can't shoot, I think that's a wrap.
Right.
But I don't know, Adams doesn't look right, because it's like, if Kanter still stinks at defense and you can't exploit it, then he's unstoppable.
Right.
Like, if it's the one weakness and you can't exploit it, yeah, he's just going to kill the boards and offense. So.
Right, he's going to be the best player on the court.
Right, that's where it's like, okay, like Steven Adams, you got to do something. Like, and Kanter's good, so I'm not saying he's just getting washed, but they can't lose that bat. Like, that's one of the ones they have to win,
right.
Especially if we're just going to. I feel like I would just let him shoot. He can still do everything else, but he still got to the line and hit free throws. I just don't think he can, like, dribble, gather, and shoot.
Right.
With his shoulder. So I'd guard him with, like, Lillard or somebody. Like, just stay on him. If he shoots over you, we're fine with it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the man literally can't lift it. So, yeah, just stay there. Be in his way.
Man, oh, man. Westbrook had a triple-double, so he had a good game.
Sure did. But yeah, later this week when we record more of the playoffs will happen. It's hard when everyone's only played one game because you either get super overreactionary takes or you get the Celtics game where nothing happened.
I think there's like a game. I think Portland's game two is like Friday.
Yeah, we don't play till Wednesday.
Like that's absurd.
Right. You don't need 2 days off in between. You really don't.
We got two games tonight.
Yeah. Well, it's Nets, Philly, and what's the other one?
Nets, Philly, and Clippers, Golden State.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll see if Kevin Durant and Patrick Beverley get tossed again. That was...
fine with it.
Yeah, very. And I do like Durant after the game being like, he's from Chicago. I can't be mad at that.
Yeah, no, I think Patrick Beverley, like, hates everybody. He's like, I would have guarded anybody like that, bro.
Right.
This is competition.
That's one of the most, like, physical but zero bad blood back and forth you can
see. Yeah, no, that's playoff basketball.
Jeff Van Gundy. So, yeah, we'll be back. I know someone's about trying to barge in here right now. We'll be back later this week with more than two games to talk about. Maybe something will happen in this actual basketball game that Dana's hosting that we'll get Mush and Dana back in the mix. But rest in peace, Tom.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Bo.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Nipsey.
Yes.
Car Care is fun for Flint. Smash that donation button, please, and thank you.
Also, yes.
And we'll see you guys later this week.
See ya.
We be throwing money in a spiral. Every time your girl hear my song, yeah, turn her right into my hole. She shake her ass through the eye roll. Got a skinny thong like a tightrope. I be blowing up like some pyro. Coupe 150, call it Cairo. If she left with me, she the right hoe. Man, she riding me like a BMX. Man, she said the D is for Dino. I got two horns like a rhino. It's no way you could buy home, but I brought a mansion with a slide door. Yes, I opened up the slide door, so you can hear it hit the high note. Keep coming in, I can't lose. Money keep coming in, I can't lose. Foreign girls in a tent, I can't choose. Foreign car got the 10, I can't cruise. I got different color on my diamonds, I can't even see the time. I don't wanna see her face, I'ma go and get behind. Drop the top on the rib, I'ma make it lose its mind. I just made 100K, it was quicker than a vine. I was swinging from a vine, tryna pull me down, but I climb. I'ma get it, keep trying. There's no reason for the grind. We the ones that be sliding, they the ones that be dying. No my boys that be riding, yeah, my door suicide. Side note, you will never reach my goals. I be walking with a slime nose, and I'm also walking with my side hoe. Only time I be walking when I'm on the moon, so I feel like Michael. I was talking to my little slime, that's a little lizard called a Geico. Reality, I'm 5'4". Stand on my money, now I'm 6'6". Hit her once, now she dismissed. Can't fuck her sister, make her leak dick. 40 already make my hip thick. When I see her op, make the clip hit. Aiming at his top, boy, you need a mop. Man, I'm going out with a vengeance. My pants, Ralph Simmons. My shoes, Rick Rick. Young girl dip my tartar sauce, so she ate my dick like a fish stick. Hit it raw, yes, I am a dog. I don't do this shit for no image. All my diamonds, they be hitting hard. Try to play me, boy, that's a scrimmage. I got different color on my diamonds. I can't even see the time. I don't wanna see her face. I'ma go and get behind. Drop the top on the rib. I'ma make it lose its mind. I just made 100K. It was quicker than a vine. I was swinging from a vine. Tryna pull me down, but I climb. I'ma get it, keep trying. There's no reason for the grind. We the ones that be sliding. They the ones that be dying. Know my boys that be riding. Yeah, my door suicide. Michael Montana, defeated from K-Con. Got frost in my diamonds, I'm getting the cake now. I stay on your stomach, little bitch, when you lay down. Leave it up, cause you can go any day now. Michael Montana, defeated from K-Con. Frost in my diamonds, cause I got the cake now. When you on your stomach, little bitch, better lay down. I'm so up and I can't turn it down. They counted me out, my whole life turned around. Clean up my diamonds, you know I got rented. Know my boys coming, you know they me business. That advance that you waiting for, already spent it. When I'm on the beat, man, you know I'm gon' kill it. We be throwing money in a spiral. Every time your girl hear my song, yeah, turn her right into my hoe. She shake her ass through the eye roll. Got a skinny thong like a tightrope. I be blowing up like some pyro. Coupe 150, call it Cairo. I got different color on my diamonds. I can't even see the time. I don't wanna see her face. I'ma go and get behind. Drop the top on the rib. I'ma make it lose its mind. I just made 100K. It was quicker than a vine. I was swinging from a vine, tryna pull me down, but I climb. I'ma get it, keep trying. There's no reason for the grind. We the ones that be sliding, they the ones that be dying. Know my boys that be riding.